participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burt. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Do you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
You're a goddamn genius!
Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they win.
Where else would you rather be than right here?
I'd like to see you walk into the studio without 20 of your friends. They're all wearing Red Sox uniforms. Look at that. They've got the little B. And what is that on the sleeve? It's not the number 9.
The 9.
Our true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul with one heart. Your discretion advised.
God damn it,
honey.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Dead Williams and all the ships at sea. Back after...
Good night.
Back after 4 days of waiting online to get their advance ticket for the Crocodile Hunter movie, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robin. Hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show, new episode.
Yeah.
On this Monday. July... Hatered. And here's your phone number.
Hatered.
877-365-3636. Good from anywhere in America, D.C., WJFK 202-432-1067. And here he is, beat me up in his wheelchair today.
Man, look at him. He looks great.
There so is radio's Guy Birdley.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Bud.
Hi.
He's back, and I'm guessing that we'll hear about this. I received a message from Buzz on the 4th of July that apparently our many phone calls to the hospital paid off.
Yep, they did.
That's what did it. He'd still be in there if we hadn't made those phone calls.
I believe that's true.
Got it.
To the fact?
Much better.
Very
Thank
good.
You. Thanks to you guys.
Got himself released from the hospital. He didn't think he'd be able to get out of the hospital.
Got right. himself released so he could achieve release.
Anyway, we're back. This is a live show. We're no longer on vacation. And as I said to you in a message, Mike, I'm just all busted up. I don't know if we're going to be able to keep it together or not with the passing of Ted Williams, but
Thought... Yeah, you were really broken up about it. It was, was there a perception that I cared about the death of Ted Williams? I think that I probably disappoint you by not reacting
or... The thought that Ted Williams' son...
Yes.
...wants to cut off the old man's head...
Uh-huh.
And like,
you ever seen Futurama? Yeah, where they keep the heads in a jar.
Right, he wants his dad's head in a jar
and it is
so that they can sell Ted Williams' DNA.
And it is going over so well in the Boston media. I wish I had I think it's Dan Shaughnessy that wrote in the Boston Globe today. I've read many scathing reviews, and I've read many bad things. I have never read a column where one guy was just reamed by this columnist more than, and here's his name. I think it's John Henry Williams.
I never heard anything funnier than what I saw on TV. The son having a press conference.
Against the wishes, I think, of his other two siblings.
Right.
Now, the other two say the dad wants to be cremated.
That's the wishes of Ted Williams was to be cremated. I think that's what it was.
Ted Williams wants to be cremated. The son wants to cut the dad's head off.
Freeze the head.
And sell the DNA.
I think freeze the body, too,
I think,
right?
Freeze the whole thing.
The whole thing, but keep the head in a separate chamber.
In the jar.
In like a jar. But you know what?
How funny is that?
The thing is, I didn't know anything about this guy, John Henry Williams. I read a little bit about the fact that he was trying out at 33, and he didn't have much of a chance to make the team. Some like junior minor league team. But then I read this article about this guy, and you think the first thing I hear from a son is when a son's going to like freeze dad, he's kind of gone crazy, gone off the deep end, thinking they'll be able to like cure his illness and make him young again or something. But no, this apparently, this scumbag, this dirtball, this piece of garbage,
this right-thinking son,
he's doing this to like, for memorabilia guys, you know, that he can like, here, have some of Ted's DNA. It is beyond, it is the sickest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
I'm so sad your birthday has already passed.
I know.
Now I know what amazing. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Ted's DNA.
A chunk of Ted.
Ted Williams' DNA.
Well, I'd feel the loss more if Ted was of my era. It's obvious, you know, there's the Ted Williams tunnel up in Boston, and, you know, they're mourning the loss. And apparently this guy, you know, Ted Williams, very revered up in the city of Boston, Massachusetts, and this John Henry, his son, is just urinating all over the memory of his father. It's very, very sad. It really
like, what's
is.
Wrong with this?
What?
What's wrong with the idea? The guy's dead already.
Right.
So here's what the son wants to do. You lay him down on a slab.
Right. Take the head clean off.
Take the head clean off. Now, you're going to run into some bone there.
Right.
There you go. You take the head.
Oh.
You put a hat on it. You put a Red Sox hat on it.
Right. No, you put that .com hat that he put on his father at the All-Star game.
And then you put that in, like, do a giant jar of formaldehyde or whatever.
No, I think you're freezing him. I think you're freezing the head, too. You're freezing the head in a separate chamber.
You've got one chamber. For the body.
Is it cryonics? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Cryonics.
Was he right-handed or left-handed?
He's lefty.
Well, then what you should also do, I mean, if you're really using a needle, you cut that left arm off.
Yeah.
And that might have been one of the greatest...
Suck out some of the marrow from that left arm.
That might have been one of the greatest hitting arms in all of baseball.
Yeah. Well, you need both arms, though, Don, if you're going to, you know, make sure you get the whole package there.
Now
look what you've done. You've mutilated the body.
All right, well, that's...
Well, there's no bringing
it
back.
We've got his head off.
There's
got his
no
left arm off.
Back now. What did you do with the left arm? Why did you do that? Why did you have to get so crazy?
I told you, measure twice and cut once.
He's ruined it now.
All right, I'll just have to take off the right arm as well.
Well, then, okay, now what do we have? We have a base.
He's sliding into bed.
Jesus Christ.
He's got a headless man with
there's
no arms.
Nothing left now.
Sure, Mike. What about those feet? That ran the bases all those times.
He used his bat more than his feet, Don. This is.
But Mike, he had to go around the bases, though.
You know, just like you, you never put the stereo cabinets together without reading the instructions. And now you've just gone ahead and done this, thinking this is. I just thought, well, you know, maybe with the miracle of modern technology, someday they'll be able to bring everything back.
You know, now, being as he's laid in front of me, I'm just going to do both legs at once.
Okay, might as well. Very good.
It's like it's that efficient.
Well, I think that hacksaw is not going to work. You're going to need a power tool.
Robbie, give me a power tool.
I'm sorry. Hate to make you run the first day back from vacation, Rob, but we need the... I mean, if you're going to do both legs at once, I mean, I don't want to see you break a sweat.
All right, hold it. First, let me take his genitals off first.
Okay.
I got to take
easy now.
Someone wants Ted Williams' penis. All right, and now let me get there. Come on, come on. Wow. Come on. There, got it now.
Right?
There.
That's the part.
Got it now.
John, give it to me. I'll put it in the cooler.
Now let me get his nuts. Hold on. I'll get his legs.
No, that's too big a saw for the nuts.
I'll get his legs.
Get the legs, you see. You do some mutilation.
All right, there we go. There you go. There's one leg down.
Very clean.
Here we go. I'm going to go for the second leg now. There we go. Now, let me just take his nuts off.
This is going to be this is a tough procedure.
It'll be easier now with the legs up.
Oh, that's not pretty.
Oh.
But look, I got him on chopsticks.
I think you botched that, too.
Yeah.
Look at that mess.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say the password is unscientific.
The password is memorabilia.
Some parts sold separately. That made me sick when I read that. That sick bastard.
What,
you know, and not only the guy, whoever buys that, you know, what do they, what do you do? Get a tube?
What do you get?
One of those little glass things you slide under a microscope?
No.
Comes on a wrapper on a stick.
What do you get, a lock of his hair?
No, you get like, if I was behind it, and I think I should be, you would manufacture Ted very thin strips of his skin around the size of a piece of bubble gum.
That's how you dole it out.
Frozen, of course.
You could wrap. It is so sick.
You can put it in packs of baseball cards.
It
would taste like the gum in baseball.
Freezing his body. This guy, I want to see this guy get interviewed. I really do. And you know, they're saying that he better not show his face in Boston.
No.
Because there's a posse after him.
Yes, and if you want your kid to grow up to be like Ted Williams.
I think that's one of the things, too.
You eat the gum.
You eat the gum and then you absorb
sex.
The DNA.
And your body absorbs Ted.
You become Ted.
And then you shoot Ted
God.
Into your wife or your gal pal.
John Henry.
And bingo, there you go.
And he was trying out for like the minor league team and got cracked ribs. So he failed at that too.
And they were only doing that as a favor.
Of course.
To Ted Williams.
I read the Boston Globe every day, checking up on my beloved two games out of first place Red Sox at the All-Star break. They're done. So I read everything about the Red Sox. This guy, not only has he done all these things to his dad.
This guy, you don't want this guy.
Freeze the body, put the .com hat on his father. But he tried out only because of the name Williams. He didn't have any. He's 33.
Right.
You don't give a 33-year-old a rookie tryout.
It's all too great. It could only happen to a member of the Boston Red Sox.
Absolutely. The greatest member of the Red Sox. I mean, the greatest legend in Red Sox history, and here's the guy he dies technically at a very opportune time. What with the All-Star break?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because now they'll dedicate the game to him.
They're gonna name the MVP of the All-Star game.
Right.
It's gonna be the Ted Williams Award and all that good stuff. And his son comes along, and they are so mad at this kid in Boston, this man, this grown man, for this whole body freezing thing.
I say don't be mad at him.
Celebrate him.
Ted's dad, why not make some money off him?
The kid's got to do what he's got to do.
I'm gonna give my son permission to do that with me.
Must play your messages to me, because Dom was the first one to let me know in a very caring, knowing the big Red Sox fan, in a very caring and sensitive way.
Hi, baby.
Well, hi, my sugar bear. I forgot you were working. I have my radio on.
Is the boy there? Is he up yet?
Yeah, right.
All right, good. I need to talk to him in a second. First, don't you agree? The best 4th of July we've ever had.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
It was,
I didn't hear why you said that, so I give a tentative yes.
That's the first time he said it.
I'm not going to mention any names.
Unless you were saying, I was going to say, because we weren't at our usual place right next to Mom and Dad. So,
I'm not going to mention any names about any discussions with any friends that we may have had on the evening of the 4th of July.
You better not even, don't go down that path that some people had.
Well, there you go. Now,
oh,
right.
Please.
Now you got my curiosity up and you got all
you know what? if you had wanted to discuss that in any vague way, you should get clearance beforehand. But you don't do that because you know the answer will be no. So
no.
I'm telling you no.
Sex talk?
Yeah, but what if I don't even mention? Yeah, I mean, I'm not even mentioned.
Because you'll mention in another context. You know, and then people put two and two together. Yes,
no, I won't.
Yes, yes, you will. Yes, you have. Yes, you will.
Honey, the stuff we heard on the 4th of July with these people that we were with goes beyond.
You even said something that night, oh, I don't have to do any show prep now. I got my show taken care of. And you were given the hands down, no, you don't.
All right, well, still, it was a great 4th of July.
It was a great 4th, and I know you like the sex talk.
It was a great 4th, and we had, goddamn, we had about 2 hours of sex talk.
Wow.
Out on the deck before the fireworks.
Yes, we learned mucho.
So that's what you were talking about, the show prep, when you were hearing all that good sex talk?
Yeah, I mean, and it wasn't us. Well, it was a discussion with us and the other people. I can definitely discuss what you and I talked about.
I don't.
That's a question too, as he holds his hands prone in the air, waiting for blessing.
The fact that you were arguing.
I was making trouble. I was.
You are arguing the merits of anal.
I know. I was just making trouble for you.
No. You were the advocate for anal.
Which was Frida.
Frida.
It wasn't.
And you know, it was just.
You know, it
pissing
was
me off.
Just. Getting my husband going. It's in the same way when he was saying how much he loved the sound of the ocean. I was just in that obstinate mood, and I was saying it's too noisy. I wish I could mute it. Can you turn down the volume?
I've seen your wife when she gets like that.
Yeah, and that's the same way. I was just thinking. I was opposite girl.
But I think maybe part of you, huh? Maybe part of you likes that.
Oh no, we had a discussion. She has experimented.
No, I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
I said whatever a couple does is their own business. I was opposite girl. So anything he liked, like the ocean, I had complaints about. Anything he didn't like,
it's
like
really
that.
Tough when you go against the ocean.
Yeah,
I wish I could. Well, all right. Now that I can't talk about the sex. I'm going to say who it was that we were with, being as I'm not going to talk about the sex.
Well, now you build this whole mystique weird thing.
I vote for not telling us who you were with and telling the story.
Yeah.
I don't have a story without the name.
I don't think she'll let me do it.
You know, but it's not about you, Mike, and so if it were about you...
I was not with you on the 4th of July, sitting there watching you talk about how you hate the ocean.
As a matter of fact, if we had a conference before you went on the air and just said, let's pretend it's about Mike and then we'll tell everything, then that would have been okay.
Well, that would be horrible, especially if it was something embarrassing.
Well,
if I'm going to be
Mike.
Embarrassed, I have to be embarrassed on my own.
But we weren't with Mike.
I know. It wasn't about Mike. Wink, wink.
Oh, now see. Oh, this must be bad because she's pretending.
It's not bad. It's funny.
Really?
It is fall down funny.
All right.
Really?
So this is
something your friends did?
No, this is just...
No, I can't discuss it then.
You asked...
Will I get off the air? Off the air, will you give it to me?
I'll tell you off the air.
All right, good.
Yeah.
What if I call... Is she at home now?
Probably. I chatted earlier this morning.
Oh, let me ask.
Is this something they did together?
No, Mike, this is a...
You know, this isn't What's My Line, the sex game. You can't just 20 question it.
Okay, now.
You should just never go down this path, darling. It just gets you into trouble.
That's what I said to you. You should never go down that path. Should never go down that
road.
Just to clear the air once and for all, how do you line up on the subject of anal?
Who, me?
Yes.
What? Whatever a couple does and feels good to them and they're married and they're loving,
yes.
It's
right.
Fine.
And I knew that she's experienced anal before. That was not not a revelation to me. Rob.
Yeah.
Please call that number.
Okay.
And ask that person.
Yes, the first one.
Yes, if I can talk about the events of the 4th of July.
I can't believe you're making Rob do this.
Because you know the answer. And you're just chicken.
Yeah.
You mean you know you're going to get a no?
Well, if I called up, everyone will know who it was.
Plus, and there's so much that when you call that number and ask if you can talk about 4th of July, I'm not even sure which topic.
Let me just say, we were with a variety of people on the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
We were with,
let's say,
one couple for a while. Then
Mick
we went up and watched
Jerry Hall for a little.
Then when we watched the fireworks, we
did
were
you say
up,
Mick Jagger and Jerry Hall.
I'm just making up names.
No.
We were with Mike, and you can just choose your lady.
No, we were with
nobody home.
You know, she brings me into this. You're bringing me. This has got to be bad.
I'm trying to muddy the waters.
You know what you're doing. You're trying to fend me off, and I'll take that. I'll take that.
No,
fire a warning shot across my bow, Frida, I back off.
I'm trying to confuse the issue and muddy the waters because I know my husband. He will dance around it to anybody.
All right. Forget it, then.
Yeah. Just forget it and move on.
You got no answer, Ron?
No answer. I left a message that you called and we'll call again.
All right. Well, then I will. And then let me just say, I'll tell you guys off the air.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
I know it's disappointing to our listening audience.
And I'm sorry.
Even if you can't in a veiled way. Yeah, you know, no names were mentioned. Wait a minute. Warning shot was fired across my bow. I'll back off.
Okay.
I'm backing off right now.
Sugar, if it had been stories about me and you, if you would have been a little bit more inventive, aggressive, outgoing, instead of willing to spend every night in your little condo with takeout taxi, we'd have our own good stories, and we wouldn't have to talk about
We wouldn't have a story like that, though.
We could have a lot of stories.
We wouldn't have the Martha Stewart story.
We could have many stories if you were a little bit, you know, more daring and outgoing.
Listen, here's the deal. You know,
there's no deal.
I'm not talking about the sex thing. We go to the ocean.
Mm.
We get a place. We rent a condo.
Mm-hmm.
That is, when I say on the beach, I mean on the beach.
Beautiful.
Right? You sit out on your deck, and you're looking at the ocean. I didn't watch television. I didn't sit on my ass and lay on the couch.
Right.
I was either out on the ocean,
mm-hmm.
in the water,
yeah.
sitting on the beach, or sitting on my deck in the morning and in the evening, watching the sunrise and watching the sunset.
Right.
My wife's got this thing. She wants, for some reason, she wants to go out.
Right.
And I said, but we come here to go to the ocean.
For some reason.
We have a condo.
You know how funny that sounded, doesn't
it? I know.
For some reason, she wants to go out.
You know, unreasonable me, I'd make a horrible prison inmate.
It has a kitchen, so we've got food,
yeah.
we've got drinks.
Like you're on your own boat.
We've got a parking spot.
Right.
Which at Ocean City is impossible to come by the 4th of July.
Is going out, is it within walking distance? Could you go somewhere, like walk
if
somewhere?
If you walked, if you were with a person who knew how to walk. We went out to dinner 4 blocks away. We had to get in our car. And
honey, it was not 4 blocks away. It was 10 blocks away.
It was 4 blocks, darling. It
10
was
blocks, honey. Are you talking about the Italian place?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was on 33rd.
Well, that's not 10 blocks when we're on 40th.
All right, 7 blocks.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere
in between.
But I wanted to drive.
Hey, I don't. You're preaching to the choir there.
I wanted to drive.
Yeah.
And incidentally,
if it's 2 blocks, I'll get in my car.
Yeah,
and incidentally, Bill, my brother-in-law, was also for driving to the restaurant.
Well, I didn't even have a car there because you and Bart were the only ones. I had only bicycles the whole time, and I biked hundreds of blocks.
You know, and let me also say this, that I don't know how it happened, but once again, coming back from this vacation, and we had a great vacation.
Oh, it's wonderful.
We had a fantastic time. The best 4th of July ever. We had a gigantic family golf outing on the 5th of July with like 32 members of my wife's family and all
right.
the hangers-on and everybody else there.
Hangers-on. The Kennedys?
No, I mean, you know.
We don't have hangers-on. We have friends.
Kate? Yeah. All of Kate's people.
Our in-laws happen to have relatives. I'm sorry we couldn't all marry orphans.
So, but the one thing that I realized, though, in all of this is that I may have picked the wrong sister. Although I love Frida.
You said this again, and this is a recurring theme we're getting here.
But my sister-in-law, Robin, loves the ocean as much as I do. We would sit on the deck in the morning and have
coffee. I may have
coffee.
Picked the wrong sex.
We would sit on the deck in the morning and have our coffee.
Mm-hmm.
We would sit on the deck in the evening and enjoy a cocktail and watch the moon. We would watch the dolphins. We would go sit on the beach together.
Right.
At one point, we thought it might be too insidious if we were to get our picture taken together.
The telescope picture.
You know, the little telescope picture guy?
Right, very nice.
To be used in court.
But we found, we got like everything in common.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Everything in common. And,
right.
And it turns out, my wife has everything in common with my brother-in-law, Bill.
So your wife's sister and you are just simpatico.
Yes, and my sister-in-law's husband, Bill, is very much simpatico with Frida.
Hmm. Okay, well, that's not a bad thing, necessarily. I mean, especially if you're going to have a lot of time together.
Except he's lazy like me, but...
He's not a bit...
Well, he doesn't like to walk.
He works on... No, he was tired taking a vacation from actual manually laboring at his house.
Yeah, well, I can't help it, honey, that I can afford people to build stuff.
Oh, yeah, but you're so good with tools, if you couldn't afford it, you'd be out there.
Well, I am no good with tools.
Right.
But I think you have to make the argument that if you, you know, weren't paying people to do this, if you had to, you would, you know, make a go of it.
I would not. No, I would not. I'm awful.
I was just trying to give you a break there.
No, when we couldn't afford it, when we had a room, when we had an addition on our house, I built it.
Right, she did. So, I mean, you know, now I can't talk about anything because I can't talk about this sex thing. It really sucks. It really sucks.
Well, you know what? You should have gotten clearance on the occasion.
I guess I should have. All right.
All right, boo-boo.
Love you. Is the boy there?
Yeah, hold on.
Put the boy on.
All right.
Because I want to give my son some props. And also I want to tell him it's okay when I'm dead to cut my head off.
And freeze the head?
And sell my DNA.
Very good. Do you want it frozen or do you want it on a stick?
I might like it in a waffle cone.
A waffle cone. With sprinkles.
A waffle cone.
Sprinkles?
With sprinkles on your head.
With jimmies.
On your decomposing head.
That's what you call them. You call them jimmies.
That's right.
Now, if you both die, could we do like a double dip? Put you both on a cone and who wants to be
We'd
on top?
We'd have to rewrite the contract to see whose head goes on top.
Not if we got a splitter. We got like an antenna. TV antenna. That one head goes on
one
the left.
One head on the other side.
That'd be the perfect way.
One head on the left and one head on the right.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hello.
Hola, big man. How you doing?
Fine.
First off, let me say that when I die, you have my permission, much as Ted Williams' son is doing now.
To cut off your head?
Yes, and sell the DNA.
Good.
Now.
It's very generous of you.
Let me tell you about this kid of mine.
Right.
The apple does not fall far from the tree.
That's always a complimentary story coming up.
Well, he had an idea for a prank. And I just want to say, first off, I appreciate the fact that he came to me to tell me about the prank.
Okay.
Maybe I'm not the best father in the world because I said, go ahead and give it a try.
Right.
And maybe I'm not the best father in the world because he got stopped by a bunch of rent-a-cops.
Right.
But I do think that it is a testament to our good relationship that he told me what happened.
Okay. Wow.
Here's the deal. The place that we no longer live in Ocean City because our home was destroyed by a tornado, is a subdivision called Ocean Pines.
Right.
And as you drive in, they got the big cement things on either side. On one side it says Ocean. On the other side it says Pines.
And then down in front they've got Map of the Stars homes.
They've had this there for years. Uh-huh. And my son said to me, now keep in mind when I was a kid, one of the things I got in trouble for, big trouble, was climbing up on a ladder and changing the letters at a theater marquee.
Right.
My son said, Dad, I want to make it say Ocean Penis instead of Ocean Pines. Now, I said to him, after I got done laughing.
Are the letters fastened?
Well, now that's what I said to him. I said, I would imagine it's not like sliding the letters off at a movie.
It's not like a marquee.
These are big, gigantic metal letters that have been, you know, screwed into the plates. So I guess it was the night before the 4th of July.
Right.
He came to me at about 10 o'clock, and he said, hey, Dad, can Ben and I go out? That's my my nephew, Ben. And I said, well, it's a little late. What do you want to do? And he said, I don't know. We just want to go hang around. And I said, it's a little late. And then he gave me the wink-wink sign. Like, huh? And he leans over and he goes, Dad, we want to try the ocean penis thing. I said, oh, all right. Go ahead. But I disavow any knowledge of this.
Of course. Yeah.
If I have to, like, bail you out of jail or something.
Right.
So...
There's certainly worse things that could be done.
That's right. They come back home. They're back home by midnight. No mention of it. I don't think anything of it.
Right.
The next day, we're in the ocean. And four or five times while we're playing in the ocean, Bart comes over, and it's obvious he has something he wants to tell me.
Right.
And, I mean, I just get the feeling.
The vibe. Uh-huh.
That there's something he wants to tell me.
Yeah.
And I've totally forgotten about the ocean penis thing.
Right.
So he swims up to me. It's just he and I alone in the ocean. He says, Dad, promise not to tell. Do you want to know what happened last night?
Oh, no.
And I said, what happened with what? And he said, with the ocean penis sign.
Right.
And I said, oh, yeah, tell me about it. So, Bart, tell everybody what happened.
Well, we had successfully changed the sign.
Were the letters screwed on, or?
They were screwed on, but we managed to undo the screws and then pound them back in to the previous holes. So, like, it wasn't that tough.
And I'm talking, these letters are 3 feet tall.
Right.
this is a giant entryway.
Right.
So there's something.
Did you have a camera by any chance?
No.
Okay. What's the first?
Next year we will.
What's the first thing I asked you?
Right.
Right? Same thing. I said the same thing, Mike. I said, did you have a camera?
See, we're both bad. I shouldn't be encouraging either.
So now tell everybody what happened. You and Ben.
So we changed the sign, and we sat there laughing at it.
And I mean, if you're going down Route 589 in Ocean City, and you get to the north entrance of Ocean Pines... Imagine,
right?
I mean, a gigantic brick wall on either side,
right.
And these big 3 feet tall letters.
Sure.
And instead of Ocean Pines, it says Ocean Penis. So, I'm laughing.
Roll out our handiwork.
Yeah, and I'm laughing while he's telling me this, and he's telling me that he and Ben are actually falling on the ground.
Sure.
Yeah.
That they are laughing so much at what has happened.
Right.
So then. So then we start to walk back to the car, and which I had parked in the woods a little bit off. And I scream, hey, Ben, it's the Popo, because I see Rent-A-Cop.
The Popo.
Yeah, the security, now not the real police, but the security detail for the subdivision.
Right.
You know, they got their own Rent-A-Cops.
Sure. So they found that out what was going on?
Well, I don't know what happened.
I don't know if they... I don't know what was going on, or if one of them just happened to see it, or what. So then we sprinted into the woods, and the cop drove past, and then he came back, and he had a huge, like, searchlight on his car.
Now, this is the rent-a-cop for the subdivision.
Right.
Yeah.
So then we came out and questioned, and he called over another guy.
Oh, so they caught you.
Yeah, we got caught.
Well, now, hold on. You told me that you came out of the woods of your own free will.
Yeah, I did.
Well, which was it? Were you caught, or did the guy see you?
Well, he was going to find us.
Which was it? Did he find you first, or did you come out of
the
woods?
You're sure right about the apple not falling far from the tree here.
They're both at the same time.
Yeah.
All right, so you got caught.
Right.
No, because we were walking out, and maybe he saw us or something.
All right, so you got caught. All right, so the guy's there with the big spotlight. See,
what did he say first when he first saw you? What did he say?
He was like, what are y'all doing?
Changing the sign of penis, sir.
And what did you say?
Playing a little prank.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well, you were honest with him.
Yeah.
And then what did the guy say to you?
He was like, prank on who? And I said, I guess on Ocean Pines.
Well, that's amazingly forthright. Yeah. I mean, you're being honest.
Now, had this guy seen the sign yet?
I don't know if he had seen the sign.
Okay.
But then we told him what he was doing, and he didn't flinch. He didn't laugh.
He didn't laugh.
And he called over another rent-a-cop, so now we have two rent-a-cop squad cars. And,
yeah?
That's the second guy thought it was funny.
The second guy thought it was funny.
Yeah, the second guy kind of laughed.
That's when you know it's good. When you got somebody in a, you know, in a position of authority that just can't help but laugh.
How can you not laugh at that?
Of course. So what? Now, what did the rent-a-cops make you do?
Change the sign back.
Oh, they made you change it back?
Yeah.
And then that was it, right?
And
they took down all our information, and they said if this happens to happen again in the next couple weeks, like, once again, the sign magically changes to ocean penis, you'll be getting a call.
But I want, so I want everyone to know that we are no longer at
right.
Ocean Pines. We are back.
No, we're home.
In D.C. We're at home.
Right.
So if the letters were to be changed again.
No, Dad. No.
No.
Do
no.
not, please, do not do it
no.
anytime in the future.
Well, yeah.
Dad, you no. don't say please don't.
Yeah.
Well, I mean it, Barty.
Oh, man.
I mean it. And I
now
said,
it's going to be a tourist attraction.
I said, who did you get a picture?
The letters are probably still loose.
Same thing as you said, Mike. I said, did you get a picture? And he said, no. And I said, well, next year get a picture.
Well, it's like when I, that movie years, a million years ago to drive-in theater, Tentacles, and somebody had gone up and changed it to Testicles.
Ocean penis.
Big laugh. I mean, you know.
What's sure. funny? What's funnier than that?
I really think on the prank scale, there are pranks that involve, you know, people and doing things. Nothing ranks higher, in my opinion, than changing letters on a sign.
Yeah.
It is not, because when you do it, you're doing something that everyone can enjoy.
It's like the difference of narrowcasting and broadcasting. You're
right.
Pranking everyone in the city.
And you bring joy to so many more
so
people than you don't bring joy to.
And the thing is, this place, there's a lot of older people.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, even the modern older
there's
person.
A lot of retired people.
My father, God rest his soul, would not have driven by that sign without busting out laughing.
But I bet there's a bunch of people that would have driven by two or three times.
And not noticed it.
Before they finally said, wait.
That's the magic.
Any yeah. self-respecting old person who saw that would laugh.
Ocean penis.
I'm laughing and I didn't even see it. I didn't see it. Would have been. But you had your moment where you were able to enjoy the handiwork and just look at the sign?
I almost got in trouble because then when we went back to change it back, I almost fell down laughing again.
That's my boy.
Oh, God.
That's my boy.
Oh, man.
That's my guy.
Oh, summertime fun.
Yeah. All right.
Nobody got hurt.
Good job.
All right. I love you. I'll see you later.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Wow.
Ocean penis.
Wowzy woo woo.
Hey, let me just say, if you're laughing at the ocean penis story.
Yes.
If I could tell you the sex stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You would be peeing in your pants.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Got to know.
We had such a discussion about sex
mm-hmm.
on the 4th of July with these unnamed people.
Wow.
All right. Maybe I'll get their permission later.
And later, I have to tell you, it's interesting hearing you recount your story of your holiday. But,
yeah.
You know, I can't help it that if everything I'm hearing somehow sounds trivial to me. Based on my experience from the 4th of July.
All right, well,
the holiday.
That would be a tease, then.
Because I did something. Well, I did something that's just about the most important thing a person can do.
Well, now, come on, now, that is a hell of a tease.
My humble opinion, I think what I did is as important. Rob, what is Rob doing?
What are you doing? I don't know.
Hi, this is Wendell Hall. In all this excitement, I sort of forgot myself. This is a Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world. So what you've got to be asking yourself is, do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
I don't think
I didn't play Russian roulette, but Rob,
yeah?
You are in the ballpark.
Wow.
Oh, I bet I know that.
What?
Did you fire guns?
Nope.
Wow. Did it all fireworks?
No. Nope, I saved a life.
Hey!
Wow.
Oh.
Thank you, Oliver.
That is amazing.
Oh, F
you, double time, double stick.
Here we go.
F you.
Right. Is there any documentation of this?
Witnesses.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be able to bring them forward?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I didn't know these people.
Well, I'm only reacting this way because the one time that I pulled a lady out of a car that was on fire,
yes,
you reacted the same way when
well,
I mentioned
it. Well, it's funny, after it was all over, I said, technically, does this count? Does it really count?
Mm.
And the consensus was, yeah.
Was
it over the top? Was it anything extraordinary? No.
Was the life?
It was just a man doing what he had to do.
Was the life you saved your own?
No, that's every day, Don. That's each and every day.
Did you unplug the hairdryer by the bathtub?
I'll tell the whole story. Is it anything big? No, it's not big. But it sure felt good because it happened in an area where I kind of redeemed myself. I redeemed myself because it happened...
With the boat people?
It happened with the boat people.
Okay, all right.
And, you know, considering the fact that all I had done was put my ass through a hatch and explode glass the last time, it felt good to kind of pitch in and help out in a situation that was a little difficult.
All right, well, outstanding.
Not, you know, do I consider it over the top big deal? No, I don't, because it wasn't that. Technically, would you say that that's what happened? Yeah, but there's one factor that I will mention when I'm telling this story that I think, in my mind, kind of takes away from the real drama of the situation, and you'll laugh when you hear that too, because that's when that's when it's like, oh well. Okay.
All right, well, then we'll hear that when we come back.
My life-saving story.
And we want to hear about Buzz.
Yes.
Finally getting out of the hospital.
Yay.
And I've been doing my best to ignore whatever's going on out front the radio station.
I have no... All I know is that we have, like, a gazillion people at the radio station. There's some sort of rally for us going on.
Why is there a rally for us?
I don't know.
Do we need to get some information about... Everybody's kind of poo-pooing it, and I think that's fine. But, I mean, if they are doing this... For us, we should acknowledge it.
Well,
even though none of us knew what was going on.
Who asked for a rally?
What's the rally for?
I think it's because you saved the person's life, Mike.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Rob. Thank you very much.
It's a show of affection.
Thank you.
Hold on a second.
Do they have signs?
Are they coming to the window?
What? No, they're coming to the wrong window.
All I know is when I drove in today in the upper parking lot, there was a gathering, and then John Norman informed me that the monster was in the lobby.
Well, I saw Tom as well.
Yeah, Tom is here, and I think there's... I'm not even sure what the group is, but it's an internet group.
There's a sign outside that would say FWNEW.
Oh, really? Wow.
So maybe there are people from New York. I'm not really sure.
At least one New York
thing. We should find out if they have a spokesmodel.
Well, we will rock you!
There we go.
Rob, do me a favor.
Yeah?
Go outside and find out what they want.
Sure.
Find out what their agenda is.
Real quickly.
First?
No, go ahead and then come back.
All right.
Fly. Fly, boy.
Hey, there he goes.
Fast as those people carry, is he going to run down the hall?
Yeah.
Watching him run is fun.
Thank you.
Rob, you always give me a payoff.
He runs with
Rob
his arms.
Rob Spiewak always gives me a payoff. He has his arms up in the air. Rob gave that's the fleeing the fire run that Rob did. So now Rob is going out and speaking with the individuals.
And now we're going to see exactly what's going on.
I think it's well-meaning. They're not protesting us, right?
No,
they're not,
no.
That I don't know.
Nothing we've done.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
I know it's for us. When I saw Tom Gavin, I knew it was for us.
All I know is there's about 50, 75 people outside.
They're going, are they picketing or something?
I don't know. I just saw one sign, one actual picketing-looking sign that said...
What's wonderful about it, really, I don't care what they're doing.
FUCWNEW.
If it's good wishes towards us, what's cool about this is we've had nothing to do with it, and I'm flattered.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't help but be flattered.
Spontaneous.
Coming back to work after your break, and you see a bunch of people waiting for you.
It's very nice. I'd just like to know what the hell's going on.
I'd like to know what their mission is. We have to get their mission statement. Is Rob out there negotiating?
No, I'm seeing signs in the window now. Don't forget to thank the small people.
The small people.
I told you you're my favorite. You guys rock. FWNEW.
Rob, can you enlighten us?
There are a bunch of very nice people. They're here. It is a multi-affiliate organization to come out and show support for you guys. Ever since the whole New York debacle, they say they have gifts for you, and also they're here to settle a dog food bet.
Settle a dog food bet?
What is a dog food bet?
Well, do you remember some time ago, we said we wouldn't mention it until today, that a woman promised she would come in, I believe it was from California?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have the post-its?
I remember this, and somebody, Mike, Don, one of you was skeptical.
Yeah, listener April would show up on July 8th.
Do I have to eat anything?
Mike said she wouldn't. Don said she would.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I met her just now, and so, Mike, it looks like you're going to have to eat a spoonful of dog food.
All right.
Oh,
all
man.
Right.
All right. I said Alpo, right?
Yeah. So you said wooden dog, a big wooden spoonful of dog food.
Okay.
They have a can of Alpo.
You'll be pleased to know that
it better be the right kind. I don't want that coagulated jelly kind. I want the Alpo in gravy. I got the pick.
They've got the can out there. I think you'll be okay with it.
All right, well, bring it in. For God's sake, it's warm out there.
You'll be pleased to know that the doughy sign guy from New York has made the trip south.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm flattered.
That's nice.
Yeah, I say more power to it. I think we gotta celebrate these.
Why don't we bring him in during the next break? Yeah.
I think that's a good idea, because my life-saving story can certainly wait.
Now, do you want to wait?
No, I mean that. I mean, again, this story, when you're talking about heroism, the story can wait. It's not a story that's going to necessarily amuse this time. It's not as funny as me putting my butt through a hatch and exploding glass. It's serious. Serious as life and death.
I'm looking at Rob's note on this. No further mentions until July 8th. Big wooden spoonful of dog food eaten. Listener named April shows up from California.
And she comes in here topless.
That was the caveat.
See, and that's why I don't mind eating dog food at all.
That was the caveat.
One spoonful.
Mike says no. Don says yes.
Right. Rob, how does she appear?
She's all the way here from California.
Oh, great.
Listen, Mike, come on.
Okay. Dog nice. Food already tastes bad.
Very nice.
Good person. Here we go. Now we're upon another very exciting moment in the show.
Yes.
We're going to try to give away $100
in dog food
to the celebrity burp.
The celebrity burp contest.
Ah. Celebrity burp number 3.
Excellent.
Before we get our caller,
yes.
Let's just go around the room and see what you guys think. I think we'll get a winner. What do you think, Mike?
I think we will.
Buzz?
I don't think we will get a winner.
You've been hospitalized.
Are you aware what happened on the show on Friday?
Absolutely not. Well, you were best of on Friday. You mean last Wednesday?
On Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not aware of that.
Okay, well.
Okay.
Joe.
Well, then I shouldn't vote.
Joe just cracks me up. Joe comes in. Joe chews like a llama.
He comes in and he's always going. Joe came in with a note. She is drunk April.
Remember
is she drunk?
Caller from some time ago that we had on for a long time that was drunk April?
Yeah, it was at 11 o'clock in the morning, our time, so that...
Is there any aspect of her that's pretty?
She's from California.
Okay.
All the way in from California.
There you go.
I'm sure she'll
Joe
be lovely.
Chewing like,
Joe, we're all in here.
Joe eating like a giraffe.
Joe, come here. Now, what did you want to say? She is...
A caller just called and reminded me that she is drunk April, I guess, from Sacramento.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. Oh, she's from Sacramento. They'll be dancing.
Now, do you think we'll get a winner, Joe?
Oh, on today's game?
Yeah.
I say no.
What about you, Lisa?
I say no.
Robbie?
Not a chance.
You know, these are the three.
I'll stick with my no, then.
You just heard from the three that are on the point. They're on the point with our listeners, and I think they might be right, but I'm standing by my
Mike,
my
I'm with you. We're going to get a winner today.
Amen.
Buzz, just let me tell you what happened on Wednesday's episode.
Yeah, please do.
Not only did I reveal the identity, I played the cart with the guy saying,
"Wow,
this is so-and-so," and I played songs by the group.
So the identity of the individual has already been revealed to our listening audience.
We still
think we might not get away.
Still, I think there's a chance someone will miss it.
Right.
All right, let's find out. Hallelujah. 877-365-3636. You animals die recklessly. Caller 100 gets a shot and good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because he got a great ass. And you got your head all the way up it.
Jesus.
Ferocious, aren't I?
When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, that's kind of a hint.
Your source for bad whores. The Don and Mike Show.
Another thing I did want to mention about Ocean City, Maryland. Stop it now that I told
you. I'm not saying it. I am not saying a word.
Non-verbally.
Just about to enter the second hour of the show.
Just shut up. I'm going to get in trouble. I want to say we have one hell of an affiliate.
Do we really?
In Ocean City, 96 Rocks.
Oh, good. Good night. Did you drop by?
No. I just happened to be in the car.
Uh-huh.
And just the way that they go into and out of commercial.
That's always been my favorite station in Ocean City anyway, and it's good that we're affiliated with them now.
They do it right, and when it's time for the news, even though when I was listening we didn't have news that day.
Right.
They got the guy with the big voice who says, "Get out your bong. It's time for bong."
That's great. And isn't that the first guy that we... That's where we got our Billy Big Voice guy from, right?
Right. Yeah, I stole it from that station. So, just the tip of the cap.
Very good.
Great station, and they were on the show right. Okay, now...
96.
Here we go. Anybody want to lay any money on this?
Apparently not.
I had a golf bet over the weekend.
Yeah?
5 beans. My most expensive golf bet ever.
Wow.
500?
Yeah.
Oh, you lost?
Got killed.
I'll go $10.
Congratulations, Ray.
$10?
Sure.
I don't have any money to gamble, guys. I got cleaned out over the weekend. And I'm not as liquid as I have been in the years past.
All right. Rob, you and I, $10.
Okay, I got the money upstairs. I'm good.
You want to see
Buzz?
I'll put in 10.
All right.
To say that they won't guess, even though you've given it away.
No. I'm betting that they won't get it.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were betting that they will get it.
Yeah, I thought you were.
Saying you were. You changed.
Oh, no. What did I say?
You said.
Oh, no, you're right. No.
You and I were on the side that they were going to get it.
No. You're right. I'm sorry. My mistake.
So you take on both me and Buzz, so we each have 10 on the line.
Well, then I'll put 10 in. To make it even, okay. I'll put 10 in.
Okay.
So, Rob, you pay Don, Buzz will pay me, and vice versa.
Okay.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
God, now I'm really rooting for this winner.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, I am caller 100.
Yes, my friend, and what's your name?
Don.
Hi, Don, where are you from?
Falls Church.
All right, you've won tickets to see Poison, Cinderella, Winger, Faster Pussycat, Friday Night, Nissan Pavilion.
Wake up.
Oh, and Poison will be here in studio on Friday.
Very good.
Tickets on sale online at www.ticketmaster.com and nissanpavilion.com.
Hmm.
I think we might need a timpani, Rob.
Yeah, I think so. This guy sounds like he's got another buck. Are you confident, sir?
I am absolutely confident.
Oh, boy. There goes $10. Good, I could use it.
Okay, we'll play you the...
Thanks for lunch, Buzz.
You bet. We will play you the burp. Give you 15 seconds to identify it.
Mm-hmm.
You do it, you win $100, and you win $10 for me and $10 for Mike.
Beautiful.
All right, here you go. Please don't answer until Mike sings like.
Anthony Newley sings Sheryl Crow.
Here we go.
Caller, or name this celebrity burp.
There it is. Now, keep in mind, the answer was given out maybe 100 times on the last show before the fourth.
Ride with a vending machine repairman. He turned me fit down this road once and twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, pressure is really on you, my friend. For $100 and also really pretty much a litmus test.
Mm-hmm.
An IQ test, if you will.
Absolutely.
For our audience.
There's still a chance he could screw up.
And how odd this is. You and I are betting on the audience, Mike.
Very good.
Sir, who is celebrity burp number 3?
Could it possibly be the lead singer of the Grassroots, Rob Girl?
There you go. That's right.
We spoon fed it to you and you got it.
That's right.
Hi, this is Rob Grill of the Grassroots, and congratulations, you've just won the Don and Mike Celebrity Burp Contest.
Boy, they never cease to amaze, do they?
I'll take my $10, Rob.
It's on the way, just getting my watch.
Come on over here, Buzz.
I'll take my money,
Buzz. You can. I know you're not as mobile as you want to.
And you, my friend, you have won $100.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Hold on a second.
My love affair with the listener continues.
There you go, Rob.
Hello, Frail.
This $10. Keep playing it, Don. This $10 is very important to me.
Hi, this is Rob Grill of the Grassroots, and congratulations. You just won the Don and Mike Celebrity Book Contest.
Now, I'm going to set up celebrity group number 4.
Okay.
At least we will start tomorrow.
All right, very good.
Celebrity burp number 4.
Did you say this is a big star?
If you are looking at our previous burpers, we started with Jethro from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Boom!
And then we had my mother-in-law, Big Frida.
Family.
Then we had Rob Grill from the Grassroots.
Okay, and you.
But I'm a fan.
I know.
Let me say the next guy, and there's your first clue, it's a guy.
Guy.
Way to go.
No Doubt.
It's one of the members of No Doubt?
No. A household name.
Oh, yeah.
A household name.
Household name.
Well, so is Rob Grill.
No, it's not. Like, Rob Grill's not a household name.
So it's just a common... Everybody knows this person.
Everybody.
I guarantee...
Wow.
All of the people coming in the studio today...
would know this person.
If we were to mention this guy's name, they know who he is.
What, Lisa?
What, Lisa, what?
She knows this person. So Lisa was gyrating with her hips, indicating that she would like to make sex with this person.
All I was saying was, I know this person.
All right.
That's it.
Okay, very
and,
good.
And, you know, any signs I was making, you can take as
I like watching
like.
Lisa do that. I think we all enjoy that.
I think we all enjoy that.
Yeah, Buzz didn't get a chance to see that.
He has been on many television shows.
Yeah, we enjoy that.
He was on one show in a very small... Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what's going on here.
Well, as you talk on your vacation, you should say nothing and write down what you wish to say. Have you been to a doctor since New York?
No, I got to go back and see that guy. Go back and see the Dr. Lee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Martin.
Martin. Yeah, Dr. Martin Lee. The deal is. Rob, you remember this first name?
Martin. I have his Maneki Neko up in the office.
Good luck in everything.
He made me bring you good luck, boys.
The deal is this. The guy was on one television show, kid television show, very small part.
Okay.
Oh,
then he was on another television show that won many Emmy Awards.
Hmm.
And he had a role on that show, which some would consider putting him in a icon class. Okay?
Wow.
Then he went on to star in a third television show.
I got it.
That ran for years.
I know it.
Sure you do. Write it down. See who you got. How about you, Buzz?
No, I don't have any ideas yet. I'm just writing down clues.
Larry Hagman, no.
TV?
That's not
good
Larry
guess.
Hagman.
Speaking of a couple of TV, and JR was
good guess.
Icon class.
It is not that. Although, here is the burp. It's not Larry Hagman. Here's the burp.
Oh, it's a big man.
That is the burp. Celebrity burper number 4.
Hmm.
That will be debuted on tomorrow's episode.
Wow.
Now let's find out what's going on with all of these people who are here.
They're all coming into the studio. Get ready to breathe.
Having some kind of a picnic outside today.
It's very warm. Why do you always have to be first?
I went out and met some of these people. These are from people from all over the country.
Here they come. Enter and sign in, please.
I am truly amazed that hi, Tom.
Tom, I tell you want to know it's a humid day? You stand next to Tom Gavin.
Hi, Tom.
I'll tell you that.
Hi, Don.
Hi there, now.
Squeeze in.
There's April. Mike.
Where's April? You're April. April? I will pay off my bet. Absolutely. I am a man of my word.
Hi, April. Nice to meet you.
Where's the dog food? Just let me see where the
dog
food
is. It's been brought in already.
Oh, it has.
Okay. Now, is everybody
there? And you're going to have
it in. Come on.
In.
Push up against me, you lucky boy.
All right.
One spoon. That's no. A spoonful. That is a ladleful. I will take it. A regular teaspoon.
I believe I said.
Yes.
A wooden spoonful.
That's not a wooden spoonful.
That was a big wooden spoonful.
That was the bet.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a big spoon.
That was the bet.
Oh,
April, where did you come from?
I actually came from the city of Arroyo Grande, but it's right outside of San Luis Obispo County, California.
Beautiful. All right.
And,
KKAL still sucks. Why is that?
So you get these fans from all over the country, and then you ditch us.
What? Sorry, we don't have control. April, let me see the spoon. We don't have control over that.
What do you mean, we ditched you?
Because the station's not even being run properly as for a pure Don and Mike fan.
No, all right.
Your fault?
Yeah. Wow.
We didn't do that.
Here we go, Mike.
Okay, will this suffice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Winner.
Nobody eats it funnier.
Go on in, boys! Go on in, boys! Go on in, boys!
We have a
naughty
winner.
Mike. Ah. Naughty Mike!
Naughty Mike! Oh my God, he did it. Oh my God, he did it.
He hasn't swallowed yet.
Wow. You are?
And? Has it gone down the hatch yet?
Not all, but...
Didn't need to see that.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the way you eat dog. For all those people that whine and complain, that is the way you pay off a bet.
Well done. And now April, I think we need to see your boobs.